Welcome back to another Danger Cat podcast. Me, Uncle Hack, in the booth. Me today. Not much interesting shit. Actually, that's a lie. There's always interesting shit going on in the world, you bunch of P words. DangerCatShop.com. Use the code podcast69 to get 15% off your order. The Patreon exclusive podcast up with William Hannigan. Now on there, the extended interview with him. I have some cool guests lined up for the podcast, so it's going to get interesting on this bitch. Anyways, here is the episode. What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. Oilers are out of the playoffs, so my desire to watch hockey has completely diminished. I could give a shit. Obviously, being a diehard Oilers fan, I was stoked that A, the playoffs are in my city, and on top of it, they were in. Well, just for the qualifying round, but I don't know what to say. I watched as much as I could. I haven't been paying attention to much sports lately. Honestly, it's just my life has been consumed by creating more with Danger Cats and trying to get my life back on track, getting my shit together. I don't know. It sucks. It sucks. As a sports fan, you want to see them do good, but at the same time, you just, like, right now, I don't give a shit. I don't care enough about, oops, that's not good. Sorry for the listeners in the pickup truck. But I just don't fucking care. I don't care. I don't know. Maybe it's, like, my age. Maybe as I'm growing up, I don't give a fuck. I give a less fucks about more and more shit. As time goes on, it seems like maybe I'm just getting miserable inside. That's probably it. I'm probably just getting pissed off at more and more things, and then I realize that they don't matter. But yeah, I watched the playoffs. Like, I don't fucking, half the fucking time I was just like zoned out, staring at the TV, tired. I think that's what comes with age, is just being tired and sore. Like, my neck is always sore, so I'm bitching about that constantly. But fuck, yeah, it was quite the run. Great run. You know, at least we're not as pathetic as the Maple Leafs. You know, we had a good stab at her. Fuck, when was it? 10 years ago. 30 years ago, we were half decent. Fuck. But yeah, I don't know. Hockey is just, it's nice that you can go and sit somewhere and have it on and just like zone in every now and then, but for the most part, I don't find myself caring that much. I don't give a shit that much. I wish I did. I wish I had the argument I had 4 or 5 years ago and give a fuck that I had 4 or 5 years ago. But it's just like, as days pass, I'm just like, what about this coronavirus? What do you think about the coronavirus? Even then, like 6 months ago when it popped off, I'm like, fuck, Bill Gates. Bill Gates, hunt him down. Chop his nuts off. Fuck. String him up. Let us beat him like the fucking pinata he needs to be. And now I'm just like, I don't care. I don't have a doctor. I don't have a doctorate in anything. I don't have any post-secondary education. So, like, I just think that my opinion doesn't matter. I'm just a fucking idiot. I'm a moron in the grand scheme of things. If you're coming to me for information, you, my friend, are dumb. I just fucking, I'm like everybody else on this planet. I just criticize everything. I give my stupid fucking opinion to everything. And then try and convince people otherwise that I'm smarter than them. In most cases, it does not work, but in some, it does. In some cases, it does. You know, we had an interesting fella come through our office, and I tell you, I wish that I could live life like this guy. He was so fucking dumb. so fucking dumb. And I envy it because that man wakes up every day and doesn't realize like the world is shit. He's so stupid. I'll give you an example. We were doing an inventory count, so we hired somebody off of like Kijiji or Facebook Marketplace or something. Some guy looking to do cash jobs, and that was our first mistake. Oh yeah, I can do anything. As soon as that's on your resume, I don't think you can do anything. You shouldn't put that. Put a few things that you're good at. Not you can do anything. You can't. Clearly, you can't. You can't count. We found that out. Can't follow basic instruction of being like, this is the design I need you to count, and this is the column to write that number, because our count was so fucking off. He had numbers written on discontinued items that we don't even have. We explained to him, like, this is this. There's even tape on, like, the blackface Trudeau, the big Trudy. The big Trudy, very blatant picture. We've all seen it numerous times. It's our prime minister. It was a giant scandal. Everybody was talking about it. It was across worldwide news. All right, blackface Trudeau. This is big Trudy. Motherfucker had the audacity to look at us and be like, okay, so that one's the DC69. No, oh God. And then just... counts were out. But what I'm getting at is this fella wakes up every day and just does not realize how fucked up the world is. He wakes up happy, joyful. He's so dumb that problems don't really exist. He just knows he needs to get up, work, have a beer, maybe smoke a joint, relax, rinse, repeat. And that's his life. And I envy that. I envy that. I truly envy that. I wish that I could just disregard any emotion that I have towards things and just kind of float through life. That would be great. Because maybe that's the secret, is being so fucking stupid that it's impossible to... fucking control. You can't control it. When you're that dumb, you can't control him. You're like, hey man, can you rake those leaves? And he's like, yeah. And then he digs a hole, you know? He just digs a big ass hole for no reason. Complete opposite. You asked him to do one thing, but he just, like, in his head it registered as, oh yeah, what did he tell me to do? Dig a hole. Okay, I'll start digging that hole. And then when you come back an hour or two later, this motherfucker has a 10-foot hole for no reason. And you look at him and you just go, I asked you to rake the leaves. Oh yeah. I thought you asked me that. But for some reason, I was thinking you wanted a hole. I thought you wanted, like, your own customized bird bath made by yours truly. I thought you said something about you wanted a kiddie pool, but you didn't have the money for it. So I took it upon myself to dig you a hole, and then I stole this tarp from a guy that lives two blocks down that was covering his boat with it, and we're just going to put the tarp down and let rainwater fill up. Like, I envy that guy. I would love to just wake up. I know I'm dumb. I'm not saying I'm smart. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm smart enough to understand that, you know, there's things that happen in this world that are very depressing. And that I guess what it boils down to is putting goals in front of you. I don't think this gentleman has many goals. To him, it's just like, yeah, man, I just like to make sure that... my rent's paid. And when I don't pay my rent, I just kind of figure it out from there. I envy people like that. I wish I could be like that. I wish I could be so fucking stupid that I could not fucking, oh, I don't even, I like, how does that happen? Is it just like generational? Is it genetics? It has to be. It has to be genetics and then your parents being fucking dumb too. Because it does not make any sense to me. Because I've met some pretty smart people where their parents are pretty fucking dumb. Like, you scratch your head, you look at them and you wonder, how did that happen? How did that happen? That doesn't make sense. It's like two lefts made right. Is that what we're getting at here? How? These motherfuckers couldn't even read Dr. Seuss books to this kid. And he's a goddamn fucking, I don't even know a smart job. He's an astronaut. He's flying to space. He's exploring new planets. He's down in the ocean looking at things we don't even know exist. And his parents are, you know, they fucking sometimes forget to breathe after they, when you're drinking water and you just drink it for so long that you forget to breathe. They're those people. Where you're taking big gulps and then you, those are those people. And they produced a genius that doesn't make any sense. Like, what were they drinking? Did they accidentally, like, feed him some fucking, I don't know, papaya one day as a young baby? The kid drank a jar of fish oils and increased that brain power? What happened? I don't get it. You know, those are usually the parents that believe wrestling is real. Like the storyline of wrestling is real. They look at you and try and tell you that, you know, Val Venus, you remember him? WWE fans back in the day actually got his dick chopped off with a samurai sword. You know, they believe that. And they try convincing. And then their friends, you know, then their friends groups are equally as stupid. Man, I got this fucking cut inside my ear. And it just, like, you know that crusty shit that gets around a cut? Oh, God. It is the most annoying feeling on the fucking planet. Oh, that's so gross. Ugh. Just a bunch of ear shit. Man. Oh, man. Yeah, speaking of wrestling, I was thinking it's, like, I caught myself, like, fucking driving and daydreaming. And I was thinking, like, could you imagine if Randy Savage had a fucking porno tape? How funny would that be?
Oh, yeah. Let me slide this big old snake. Cream of the crump. Cream of the crump on the crump temple. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I heard you ordered a pizza. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's hitting it from behind. Yeah.
You imagine that? We should. Oh, man. I think that would be. There's only one thing that would top his rap album. And if you haven't listened to Randy Savage's rap album, I don't know what the fuck you've been doing. You've been missing out on a lot, my friends. His rap album is the greatest. Like, the top three rappers in this world have to be Biggie, Tupac, Macho Man. Hands down.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan.
He's got Hulk Hogan diss tracks. He was doing diss tracks before these bum-ass little YouTubers were doing diss tracks towards one another. You know, he's a pioneer. He's way before his time. Kind of like that Joe Exotic, how he was doing, like, live TV to the internet. Like, he was a pioneer. He's way before his time. He was doing diss tracks as an entertainer before all these pissant, you know, Jake Pauls and fucking Logan Paul. Listen here, I'm a white boy, got big money. Your girlfriend's giving me gummies. No, none of their lyrics make sense. It's every day, bro. Oh, fuck. You see the guns they were pulling out of his house, Calabasas, whatever that fucking city is, wherever the rich white people live. Hey, got some. He had a fucking sniper rifle just leaned up against the hot tub. Fuck, I don't know why I go down that rabbit trail of fucking YouTuber news, because it is just like the most mind melting shit. you know, I imagine most of you are on Snapchat. It's a very popular app. You've probably heard of it. I'm not saying you're an idiot. I'm not saying you're hip to the times. I'm just saying you've probably seen that fucking Deutschberg fucking guy that always makes those videos about,
oh, what's happening in the YouTuber world?
Well, I've clicked on it a few times.
Oh, Jake Paul fucking caught with guns.
And why do I care? I don't. But it's, I'm an imbecile, so I get sucked into it and I watch it and I'm like, oh my God, my head fucking pounds watching this. It just, it's like trying to fucking, it's like trying to listen to these feminists on TikTok. Oh, oh my Lord. Let me take a sip of water.
That's good.
Funny as shit the other day. Obviously the nature of my content is kind of changing and what I've been up to lately has been changing. We'll get back to it. I want to get into this like fucking with people on the street shit. You know what I mean? Going and pissing with people in the streets and having fucking like getting them to admit weird shit, you know, or just kind of fucking around. That's what I think would be so much fun. Like you see these guys that like impractical jokers, you know what I mean? Like that stuff seems so much fun. And I think I would be good at it. I don't know. I'll give her a crack. Cause you know, we're downtown now. Like we're running this office fucking bullshit out of downtown Edmonton, which is crazy, man. Follow your dreams, kids. You know? You may be in the oil patch one day and sucking the long dick of the man the next. But, yeah, it's crazy. But, you know, the nature of the content has changed. Obviously, I'm going to make some skits and shit like that and evolve the brand a little bit, get some more media going, see what we can drum up, see what we can get going. And, yeah, I don't know. I just think it's a lot of fun, but TikTok, that's right. That's what I was talking about. Some fucking, I don't know, 13, 14 year old girl comments on, and it was a calling me an incel and how I can't remember. I can't remember the whole comment, but the one thing that stuck out is I clicked to see, like, I was like, is this a grown woman saying this shit? And here it says 13/her/they, because gender pronouns, you know, are a big thing. You can't misgender somebody. Okay, it's jail time. That's jail time. It should be jail time, I think, because that's a crime. That's a hate crime. You understand? Do you know the emotional impact that has when you misgender somebody because you are too big of a bigot to take time and figure out what they actually are? You know, there's not 60 fucking 9.5 genders out there for you to be some bigot and not know what the fuck that person is and not know about their life. Okay. We didn't just invent new things and new words and a saxophone sexual just so you can run around and feel superior. Because what? You're a straight white male? Because you're a straight white female? Because you're a black Tyrannosaurus Rex? An apex predator with an even bigger penis? Could you imagine that? You can't just misgender, missexual orientation, nice or whatever the fuck they're saying now. You can't do that to a person. That's jail time. You going to the pen, brother. You going away. We don't play this shit. All right? You should do 35 years in prison. So you think about what you said and you have to stew about that mistake. And by the time you get out, the world's a different place. Maybe you're a different person. And you'll be able to integrate back into society because there'll be classes and workshops and to, you know, demasculate you, make you equal. We got to make sure, because it's probably going to take you 35 years, okay, to study all of the new genders, all the new sexual orientations. It's going to take you a bit. So it's a 35-year course that you don't get to decide to do if you misgender somebody. You just have to go away. You got to go away for a while. And then when they feel like we're ready to bring you back into society and bring you back in and make this chain gang work again, then we'll give you a little certificate. We'll stamp all the gender symbols on your forehead, so that way people know that you're an ally and you're with them, not against them. It's a step beyond the pride flag. It's a step beyond. But you do, you honestly do deserve jail time for that. You do. And you need to be beaten with copper wires, whipped with them constantly until that information is engraved into your brain. We can't be having you just running around willy-nilly misgendering people like that. That's not what we're about. That's not what we're not. Oh, sorry. 1 second. All good. Oh, yeah. You know, that's just the nature of things. That's just how shit's gonna go. That's how this world is gonna operate in 2021. And if you can't get with the times, the new normal, I hope the new normal is a braless society. I hope it's braless and seasonless, you know, because us white people, we can't handle that spice. We can't handle that spice. Braless and seasonless. That's how we make the world a better place. Oh, man. It's fucking stupid out there. It's fucking stupid. I went to Good Life. I went to Good Life. And you need to book in your playtime. You need to book in your playtime to go and lift weights. So you get an hour to go and do your gym activity, right? You get an hour. And you need a mask to walk into the building, right? You need a mask to walk into the building. But once you get inside the building, you can then take that mask off to use all the machines, all the shit inside. Do you know how stupid that is to me? Maybe, I don't know. I don't know how you think or feel about this, but you basically are saying, like, if we put this in the terms of an orgy, that's like going to an orgy with the condom already on. You show up, you got protection? Yep, let's see it. You show them, you whip out your pecker, you have protection on, you have it on. I got my condom on. And then, right before you're about to get to the sticking, get to the frickin' and sticking inside this orgy, you take the condom off. You take it off and then just throw it in the garbage. Put it in your pocket for later. And then when you leave again, you just put the condom back on. Is that not the most insane way of thinking about this? Am I fucking retarded for thinking that? Like, it's just hurting my head, everything that's going on with this fucking coronavirus. It's like we're trying to build a fucking plane while we're flying it. And it just like, you know, one guy's got an idea, like, hey, we should put a fucking radar on the plane. We should put a fucking radar on the plane so that way we kind of know where we're going with this. You know, we can see, oh, fuck, where the fuck this thing's going. We should put a few rudders on this cocksucker. You know, we don't really know where we're going. We've been flying in circles for fucking 6 months now. I don't know. It's getting old. And then on top of it, you got, holy shit, there's news just being bombarded at you. I think that's where you stop giving a fuck. I think that's where you just don't care anymore. I think that's where it's coming from, personally for me, is like you're hearing all this shit all day long, and you just you lose your fucking give a shit. You lose your give a shit. It's like, ow, ow. You know, even with the political climate, I don't even know what's going on in Canadian politics. Barely American. And American is 10 times more popular, I find, even in here in Canada. Like, you know more about what's going on with Trump than you do Trudeau. Let's be real. And you still don't care. I don't care. I don't give a shit. You want to know what I want to do? I want to go and just fucking tell lies to women to tricking them into showing me parts of their body that they weren't willing to show me off the hop. You know, that's what I enjoy doing. I like lying to women and telling them whatever they want to hear, whatever they feel is necessary to want to come home and sleep with me. It's a talent of mine. And how good is that talent? Well, my batting average is zero. I barely get on base most of the times. My pickup lines may be too aggressive at times and maybe not aggressive enough. I just, I can never read the pitcher. They're going outside fucking curveball and I'm thinking like, okay, this one's down the pipe. I can never read a fucking pitcher. And by the time I get to know their speed and what they're throwing, little combinations, I'm already struck out. I'm sitting back on the bench, you know, and that's how I roll. That's how I gets down. You know, you think it's cool. You think it's cool. I hear it all the time. Oh, man, you probably get so many girls sending you pictures of their tits. Not true. It's not what they're doing. They're not sending it to me. They're not sending it to me. I'd be naive and stupid to think of that. They're sending it for the clout. I'm not dumb. Oh, he's got an Instagram page where he sends out pictures of my titties. Oh, they got all this shit that I could gain popularity off of. They always ask, how much for a G? Never, how is a G? You know what I mean? So yeah, I don't know. It's just fucking silly. It's a silly way of thinking. That, and I don't know. I don't feel like I put myself out there to, I feel like I don't put myself out there too much, I guess. I don't know. I'm not the guy to come for dating advice because I'm going to give you the wrong advice to watch you fail. That's what I would do. You know, like, hey, you should give your business card to that girl and then wink on your way out. Apparently, winking is the douchiest move you can do, which I agree. It's pretty gay. I wouldn't do it. Shoot him, hit him with the wink. Hit him with that double wink, aka a blink. Hit him with that double wink wink and see what she has to say. I bet you she gives you her number right away. I bet you. And if not, she's obviously a prude. Not worth your time. Not worth your time. Oh, yeah. I love this, like, male versus female battle. I really like pouring a little gas on that fire and fucking with them. I think I'm going to start messing with some people by, you know, really fucking amplify this whole, like, male versus female thing. It seems like, oh, you're an incel. Oh, the fuck, that's what I was gonna talk about, was, oh, you're an incel. You're a fucking incel. And I go and click on this profile, and this chick has half gay as a 13-year-old. What the fuck is half gay? How the hell are you only half gay? Is that bisexual? I'm half gay. That means I'll look at a dick, but I won't suck it. I'll enjoy looking at a dick, but I won't play with it. That's what makes you half gay. What the fuck? Half gay. I seen half a titty, meaning I seen one out of two. So that only made me half gay that day. Tomorrow I might be three quarters. I might flick a nutsack. I might pluck one of your pubic hairs, one of your nutsack hairs. And we consider that three quarters gay because you almost played with it. But you just a quick pop. quick flick, bop, gotcha, bop, flick you right in the dick, make you half gay. How the hell are we we're making too much shit up. I'm only half gay. So you're bisexual? This body's still for the Lord, but I'm half gay. That means that I won't do anything sexual, but I like to stand in a room where it's only lit by natural sunlight. I don't like artificial light in the room. So when the sun rays come through the blinds, and then we're going to stand there awkwardly like Russians do in photos. We're going to stand there like Russians do in photos and stare at each other in the nude until maybe one of us gets slightly aroused, and then we'll knock it off. We'll knock it off. As soon as me and my friends, when we want to do half gay things, we like to stand, like I said, in a sunlit room like Russians in photographs. Very stiff. Not talking about our penises. I'm talking about us. Our spine. Our spine and our heels are aligned. Very, very, very fucking stiff. And we look at, then we identify what the situation is. Like, oh, this is one of them half gay things. And as soon as we see some blood flow to the penis, right to our penai, right to that one-eyed willy, right down to that old yogurt slinger, then we shut it down. As soon as that little inchworm starts coming up, like, you know when a snake is slithering and it gets like, or it's climbing a tree and how it has to stick its fucking neck out to get out a little more? As soon as we see it off the tree about half an inch, we shut it down, put the clothes back on, because that's about half gay. We weren't full hard. It was only halfway. It was getting about halfway there, but we shut the operation down to only make sure that we were half gay. What the fuck? Why do people? Why? Just making shit up all day long. I guess that's what I'm doing right now, so I can't really say much because I'm a moron. I honestly don't even know why people listen to this, to be for real. You're probably sitting in a work truck somewhere. Some guy's looking at you, be like, why the fuck do we listen to this idiot? You know? It's like, why the fuck do we listen to Uncle Hack talk about this shit for 45 minutes to an hour? Are you insane? Is this what we've come to? We got to listen to this fucking guy. There's millions of podcasts out there, but we're going to sit here and listen to this jackass fucking tell me about this made up story. It may be true, may be false. I'll leave that for you to decide. You can decide that. And we're going to sit here and listen to these fucking, this bullshit. This bullshit. Your foreman's probably walking up and being like, I always knew this guy was a fucking idiot. Look at this dipshit. This stupid fuck. I wish I could fire him, but it's a fucking union. I'm sick of this guy. I'm tired of this shit. I can't believe he passed a piss test. He passed a piss test. I can't fucking believe that. You know what makes me laugh most now? That's a horrible sentence. Hey, good life do you like? Fuck. What the fuck? Why are hookers and cocaine a thing? Why is that a thing? Because like I said, it's been over a year now since I touched this shit. But when I would do cocaine, all right, listen up, fellas. I would do enough to where my dick wouldn't work. And ordering a hooker was just a terrible idea. It's not a good idea. High on cocaine, your dick don't work, and all you want to do is talk. Why would you order the only order a woman for sexual pleasure when you can't even get your little polish rod up? You can't do nothing with it. But we as men, that's where our mind goes. See, even what we know our dick isn't going to work. Oh, fuck, man. I remember one time I was so high, I was coked right out. Let's get some hookers. let's get some hookers. And we get hookers out. And, man, she beat this dick till it was half hard. And I don't know if you fellas ever did the splint. And that's where you fold your dick up so that way you can get it inside. And then you try and fuck your way in, fuck some blood into the dick. You try and fuck your way into a hard dick, you know. It's the warm-up, you know, like you're not going to go full sprint, but you're trying to get into the sprint, light jog into the sprint. So we're trying to get this party started, but I'm coked out. There is no blood flow, and I am just like, I got them lemur eyes, you know what I mean? Those raccoon eyes. I could stare into the sun and not be fazed. But here I am, and I'm trying to get this poor woman. You know, it's just like a half hard dick. She's beating the shit out of it. Just puff. Like poor girl had to switch arms 4 or 5 times just to keep this party fucking rolling. She's just hammering on that thing. It looked like she's playing whack-a-mole at fucking with the speed at times 10. She's over here just like she worked for that hour. She worked for that hour. She's wiping sweat off her brow. Looked like she worked a hard day on the railroad. And I did I feel bad? Mm-mm. Work for this shit. Only to get a dribble of pre-cum to just roll down the shaft on the balls. And then it's just a complete pit of misery. You start looking in the mirror. You're fucked up. So you're like, you know, you don't really register what's going on. Until the next day when you catch about 3 hours of sleep and some, you know, fucked up dream wakes you up and you're in a cold sweat. You're in a cold sweat. You got to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, oh, God almighty, why am I the way I am? Why do I do the things I do? Why do I wake up and just continue life? You know, a good coke load to make sure that you have a grasp on reality. You know, you look at yourself, you're like, fuck. And don't act. I know there's cocaine users that listen to this shit. And I know for a fact you've been there. I don't care how great the evening was and you came out on top. You have honestly sat there and thought to yourself, Jesus Christ, what the fuck am I doing? Any hard drugs, once they've peaked your dopamine or you're fucking just having a good time, you're high on life, you're like, yeah, excuse me, like 19 different sounds coming through me here, your dopamine's peaked, you're fucking, oh man, oh yeah, living life, oh man, I'm so happy. I think, you know, I'm happy I did that shit because I grew up faster, I think, and it's fucking funny to look back on now. It's fucking hilarious to me. I think it's funny. I'm glad I can laugh at it, but I'm glad I'm done with it. I'm fucking so happy I'm done with it because I was a moron. I've like fucking, in 1 year, I'm a totally different person than I was, like totally different person. And like, I don't think there's nothing wrong with sobriety. I don't think, you know, if you fucking, oh, you're a pussy. You're a pussy because you ain't getting fucked up. Well, I was doing it, like I was Motley Crue, but I'm not Motley fucking Crue. That was the only difference. See, I was just a fucking jackass. I was a moron. And I don't know. I just think that it's kind of a blessing that all that shit happened and I woke up and I'm like, there's a ton of funny stories that I have from it. And I can't discredit that because I love me a good story. I love me a good, like, oh, this guy's a jackass. This guy's a fucking dipshit. Oh, and I've got no shame. I've got no shame either. So that I think that kind of helps get through it all and like, get over the fact that, you know what, you're only human, you make mistakes, who gives a shit, you live and learn, but you find, I'm not going to be able to, you found God, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh yeah, you know, being sober, man, is the answer. It's just the answer for me for right now. Like, I'm not drinking, I'm not doing drugs, I've ate like 4 weed candies, and it was helped me to think of jokes to write and, you know, watch funny shit. When you're fucking diced up on some weed gummies watching funny shit, it's 3,000 times better. I like eating it more than I like smoking it. And I don't eat it that often. If I was to get high, it would be fucking eating weed gummies and vibing. It hits you like a fucking freight train. That's for sure. But I don't know. I definitely see better now. I see myself better. Sorry. I see better. I can't fucking speak ever. Actually, I'm not very well with words, if we're being honest. It's kind of pretentious of me to sit here in front of a fucking camera for an hour and do a podcast and think my opinion matters, which I don't. I do think it's like a little pretentious to, or I don't know. I like to think that I don't have an ego, but I do at times where like, fuck. I like a good challenge, I guess. Maybe it is. But it's fucking, man. How many fucking failed relationships have happened because of this goddamn quarantine? Holy fuck, am I hearing some crazy stories? I heard one, a woman got married in the Dominican, and her mother fucking, dudes, don't be the crazy guy. Don't be the fucking crazy guy. Get your shit together. Nobody likes the fucking, I know I cut off that story, but let's get into this for a second. Don't be the crazy guy. And fucking A, like, what are you doing? Like, I know it's tough. When you put 4, 5, 6 years into a relationship and you were with that person and you thought it was going to be forever and it just ends, shit happens. I'm sorry, but that's fucking life. Get used to it. Not everything's going to go your way. Boo fucking who. Grow up. Strap a sack to your fucking self and carry on. But like, don't be a fucking lunatic. Don't be a lunatic. How hard, like, what the fuck possesses a person to go and just like try and ruin somebody's life? Like stalking. What the fuck you doing stalking somebody? Following your ex around, figuring out, creating, if you're fucking creating fake Instagram accounts to go and fucking stalk your ex, you are insane. You are insane. Now, if you're doing it to troll people, you are a pussy. You're a pussy, I think. Do it from your account. I think it's funny. But I guess, like, with cancel culture, if you say some heinous shit, you're being like a racist asshole, you deserve to fucking have your shit pushed in. Oh, man. But I don't know. Like, all these fucking crazy fucking people, man, that social media is exposing. Holy fuck, dude. Never in my life have I thought of half the shit that these idiots do. Like, I've disliked some people strongly, but I've never thought I should go throw a brick through his fucking car window and then go through on it. I've definitely thought about it. I've definitely thought about doing evil shit to people, but I've never been like, you psychopath. What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? Why the fuck are you thinking about doing that? Let's get back to thinking about Randy Savage having a fucking porno tape, because that's funny. Man, what? That's like, how hung up on a person do you got to be? How hung up? It's like fucking, you know, I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like to be that crazy. Be that fucking self, fucking so absorbed by one person. Ugh. Then that's the result of my father leaving at a young age. That's the result of my daddy leaving me to disappoint mass amounts of people. See, that's where I think a lot of this came from. Is, you know, my dad left when I was younger. We were deprived of fatherly love. I didn't get a lot of manly advice. So then it came in forms of, like, usually, you know, a son is there to disappoint his father, you know, and then have those few proud moments where I didn't have anybody to disappoint. You know, your mom always amps you up. Yeah, you're doing a good job, honey. Good job, honey. And she's kind of there to make you feel special, where the old man has to remind you that you're a retard. I didn't have that. I didn't have that till later on in life. And now here I am. I got to remind myself. So that takes a special person. And like, to constantly have to disappoint mass amounts of people. You know, I've had to disappoint my exes and disappoint, you know, my mom looked past it. Oh, son, you're doing so good. You're doing so good. You know what? I know you're 29, my baby boy, and your friends are getting married. They're having children and your mama wants to be a grandmother someday. But maybe once you get done with the YouTube and you want to grow up, maybe you can give mama some grandbabies. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I really like being immature. Mom, I really like making TikToks about me being a pedophile, even though I'm not one. I know you don't understand why I'm doing it, but I'm just going to continue doing it. You know, I'm just going to continue doing those things. I'm going to argue with 14-year-olds. About political views, like I'm fucking Alex Jones. I'm gonna grab megaphones and scream in people's faces about how the virus is fake and that there's a new wave of religion that's gonna take over the world. I'm gonna try and convince people that the lizard people are taking over, that we have nothing. That humanity is going to die. We're going to be in a war between lizard people and AI technology. And we're just going to have to populate an army up so that way we can fight the robots. You know? Wouldn't that be fucking crazy? When Elon Musk is like, yeah, let's just hope the robots are nice. That's terrifying. That's terrifying. Did I fuck you up there? Did you think that the CD skipped? You're like, what the fuck? We're not listening to CD, man. I didn't know you were doing CDs. I should do motivational tapes. There's a lot going on in my head right now. Holy shit. I should do motivational tapes for deadbeats. You know, wake yourself up. Grab a Bush Light, make your bed. You know, jerk off, clear the cobwebs out of the brain. We're going to start a new fucking day here. And I don't know why I'm doing it in a southern accent, because it sounds funnier doing it like that, I think. We're going to start the day, brother, by, you know what, by getting through your problems. I should teach you how to get through your problems. You know what? Yeah, I should. I'm gonna give you a little tidbit. How to get through your problems. All right. The Danger Cat story of getting through your problems as a partially conservative man with, you know, progressive viewpoints to a certain degree. You know, I don't think that we should allow everybody to walk freely if they misgender somebody, but I also think that we should open up the economy and let some of these old fuckers die. I think that, you know, Donald J. Trump needs to free the children in the tunnels underground. I think that needs to happen. We need to shut down Wayfair from shipping any kids from here to Singapore. To motivate yourself in the morning, what you're going to want to do is wake up, slide your boots on, take a good long look in the mirror, tell yourself, you know, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. Rinse your face with some cold water to get that shiver down your spine, right down to your asshole, and you make yourself feel alive. All right, now we're going to waltz on over to the fridge, because I don't believe that any day should start sober. And I'm not going to give you that fucking, well, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning, because I'm not a fucking divorced mom whose kids left for the weekend. All right. I'm not one of them bitches. sitting around moping because the only thing that I have going for me in life is taking care of children. I don't have any hobbies. I tried selling some multi-level marketing, aka pyramid schemes, but that didn't work out so shit hot. I ain't one of them bitches, okay? I wake up, I work hard, I come home, I fucking cry in the shower. I drink my sores away with some Jack Daniels or whatever's on sale at the liquor depot. I pick that up and I head on home and I sit in my backyard in my favorite fucking chair looking at the sunset go down because inside I'm a little soft. On the exterior though, I'm hard as fucking nails. I show no emotion and I think that's half the battle. Not showing your fucking emotion like some deadbeat little millennial pussy that's wearing skinny jeans listening to the U's still. Alright, nobody listens to My Chemical Romance anymore, you little fucking skinny jean wearing pussy. My son's one of them guys. He's got a lip ring, he's 28 years old, he looks like he's about to fucking start a day job at Hot Topic like some little fucking millennial queer that he is. And I'm sick of this shit. But I got to bury those emotions down because now my counselor told me I need to be a little more positive, but I've been hard on my children. I've been telling him that maybe it's time you take after the old man's steps and we go out and we work on the pipeline together because that's what real men do. We do real work, all right? We don't fuck around trying to, you know, fire up a comedy career at 29 years old and thinking that you're going to be a somebody, all right? When you lose your job on the pipeline, you lose your confidence, you lose everything, all right? You know how much it takes inside to wake up miserable and go to a job that you don't want to do? Do you know what that's like? It's fucking horrible. That's why I do it, so I don't get fucking soft. I told my son the other day that he is doing a good job and it killed me inside because really I wanted to hit him upside the head with a phone book and tell him how fucking retarded he is. That's what I wanted to do, but I couldn't. See, I can't because that's not the 2020 way of doing things. I gotta be a positive reinforcement. Listen here, James. Listen here, James, I'm excited that you start your new job at the Dollar Tree. Your sister went to college and she's now a professor of arts, which is, you know, disturbing to know that she got an art degree, but at least she's a professor. Do you understand what I'm saying, James? I'm still proud of you that you're a sales associate at the Dollar Tree, but your sister's got a college degree going on to university. She's going to go study how plants can grow in dark rooms. Kind of similar to you. I don't know how the fuck you grew up to be so big because we used to lock you underneath the stairs in the basement and feed you Oreos underneath the door. But somehow you grew up to be a fucking pussy. You're 6'4", you can beat up any man on a job site. But you cry whenever Oprah fucking doesn't give away a car. Or you watch those videos of, you know, soldiers coming home and you get angry at the fact that, you know, that we're still at war and you're not excited that that young boy gets to see his father. And I think that's deep-rooted issues on how I treated you when you were younger. Because I think there's a war inside your mind. Wow, I don't know how long I went on for that, but that maybe we should do more of that shit on the podcast. That was fucking, you know, making a bunch of... Now listen here, Bubba. Now that I explained my situation, I'm going to tell you how I get through those days and I make sure that I am happy in on the inside. And how I do that, I crank back, two Ambiens and I take a shot of Tennessee whiskey. I put my work boots on and I just kind of go on autopilot through the day. Usually about 3 o'clock, that shit starts wearing off and reality starts kicking in. And I realize how miserable my life is. And for the next 2.5 hours before I can get home and get another one of them Ambiens and a shot of whiskey in me, I've got to keep my mind occupied with work and driving. That drive to and or that drive from to, fuck, I fucked up the wording on that. My drive from work to home, it's a 25-minute drive of me constantly not driving myself into a fucking light standard. Or hopping over on the other side of the highway and, you know, taking an innocent victim. Basically Chris Benoit and myself, but with a random family, not one that I know. Whoa, Hack, where you? What are you doing? Why are you going that dark? But anyways, I'm going to leave you with this. A little secret is, you know, sometimes I'll go over to my ex-wife's house and piss in her fucking, piss right into her bird fountain. And I'll take a giant shit, you know, in her bush that's right beside the door. So that way when she's got to get her keys out, there's like fucking 18 Cleveland steamers just rotting away in this fucking shrub that she'll never figure out why that smell is still there all the time. Just smells like just shit that's been reheated by the hot sun and then baked to a crisp. And then that smell is just ingrained in that tree. So now she just smells shit for 35 seconds before she gets her keys out and puts it in the fucking door and goes back inside. That's what I do. That's my satisfaction. Thank you for tuning in to another Danger Cat podcast. Podcast 69 at DangerCatShop.com. Also Patreon. Thank you to all the gentlemen that are on this lovely list here for being a Danger Dong Patreon executive. And we'll see you next week where I talk to Barbie Hollywood, a local stripper. That's right. We're bringing a stripper on the podcast because I got lots of questions inside of my head for some ballerinas.